And sometimes it seems that
Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich at 5, the opening bell. And Steve Cochran at 6. Carlton, your doorman, picked the Animals for his Triple Play Thursday. Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, his third song. And Esmeralda has just entered the studio. You like my my sweatshirt, Esmeralda?
Oh, God.
It's my Mr. Blobby sweatshirt.
I think it's the nose that really freaks me out. Because it almost looks like it's been cut. Like he was in an accident and his nose has been cut off. And so then he just has the nose holes.
Yeah. Well, this is Mr. Blobby, by the way. If you want to look him up online, have fun. He's like the British Barney, except awesome. And this is, I wore my 23-year-old sweatshirt.
So unsettling.
22-year-old sweatshirt.
And then he doesn't have teeth on the top.
Just on the bottom.
He just has bottom teeth.
Just his bottom
teeth.
And
then they're round.
Blobby!
Then they're round
teeth.
He's
the best.
So what does he even chew with?
You imagine Roy Leonard walking into a store in London and saying, can I buy that sweatshirt, please?
Oh.
That's what Roy did.
The embarrassment he probably went through.
Because I was like, can you bring back some Blobby stuff for me? Because Blobby did not go over well in America.
Well, I'm also like, where did he go to find an adult-sized Mr. Blobby?
I don't. Well, it was huge. He was huge. Mr. Blobby had a number one hit.
Yeah, but for children.
Not really. I think most adults liked him. Anyway, so I wore my Blobby sweatshirt because we started talking about Mr. Blobby yesterday, and I can't believe it still fits. Really, I thought I was going to look like I said, Philip Seymour Hoffman in Boogie Nights. I was like, that's not going to look good, but fit. All right. Oh, Esmeralda, it's Skip Skipley.
What?
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Skip Skipley, the host of our radio version of Pop-Up Video.
Wow.
How you been?
Good, good. Chuck Woolery says hello.
Oh, Chuck Woolery.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Who did you spend the holidays with?
Chuck and I.
Oh,
we did
Chuck.
A couple
okay.
of week stretch. We hosted a speed dating event.
Oh, that's nice.
Love for the holidays.
Right.
Were you back in 2-2?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's Skip Skipley. That means it's time for Pop-Up Video. Shall we play the little hit thing? Pop-Up Video. Pop-Up Video. What are the chances that the Mr. Blobby song comes up?
I would love to hear you sing it.
Blobby! That's all you got to say, and then you knock stuff over and bang into walls and stuff. Genius. Okay, this is a board game based on the show Pop-Up Video on VH1, where you are asked. We are asked. Esmeralda and I are alternately asked about a certain video, a certain song, and then we also are asked pop culture questions that apply to that video or that song. And then Skip Skipley is our host. I will keep score, and this is the very first one from 2017.
Yeah,
and I just want to make sure that that Dave Ennett and his fleet. Army of feline psychics are ready to go.
I like that they're feline psychics.
Yeah.
They can just be felines. I think they're just naturally psychic.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is that...
Just cats are just psychics.
Like a theory you have? Or
well, Ennett...
Cats are just psychic. No, of course, cats are just
Ennett
psychic.
Ennett is psychic with the cats.
There you go. Yeah.
Because Ennett controls every...
Yeah. He's a telepathic connection.
He's the telepathic feline man.
Do they get their powers from Dave? Or
of course
Dave
they do.
Got it from them?
We all get our powers from Dave Ennett.
Oh, okay. He's the original cat man.
All right. The cat stuff applies. That only applies when Esmeralda sings. Because the alley cats.
Well, that's the only way I get, because I can hit that high note.
Right.
That's
all right.
What triggers it.
Are we starting with me?
Yep.
All right. What do I got?
1996's Hanson Mbop.
You're kidding!
Well, look at that.
Mbop, bop, bop, mbop, shibbidibbidoo, mbop, bop, bop, ooh, oh yeah, mbop, bop, bop, ooh, bop, shibbidibbidoo, mbop. Blah, blah, boo. What does it turn into Bill Cosby at the end there? All right.
Esmeralda, what are the name of the three Hanson brothers?
Oh, man. I even looked them up yesterday.
I wouldn't
Zach.
Know. Mm-hmm.
I know the name of the Hansen brothers from Slapshot, if that
this
helps
really
at all.
It's really annoying because we were talking about it and I looked them up.
I know, we talked about Hansen yesterday.
I looked them up individually to see their ages and the names did not stick. Zach, Joe.
Joe? Is that what you're, is that your...
Unfortunately, Joe or Joe are not correct.
No Joe?
Yeah, no.
Who is it, Zach and who?
Zach Taylor.
Ah, damn.
And I shouldn't give the third one because it's our next question.
Oh. All right.
Which brother had braces in the video?
Well, the other one.
The other one.
Stu.
Stu Hansen is incorrect.
No? All right.
Isaac.
Isaac.
Oh, see, I knew he had like a, not a funky name, but
I would
like
have
a
never,
religious name.
I would have never gotten that. If you would ask me, it's the Slapshot, it's a different thing. Okay,
all right, so we are back to Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, go ahead now.
Esmeralda, what state are these boys from?
Are they from Utah?
That is incorrect.
Oh, why did I think Utah?
I thought Utah as well. I thought they were Mormon.
Wow.
Why did I think they were Mormon?
I don't know. I kind of thought
they were. Did you think they were Mormon too? I thought they were Mormon. Well, where the hell are they from?
They are from Oklahoma.
Oh, close.
Yeah, close. Oh, God. All right, what's next?
We are now.
We're doing great, by the way.
Right, yeah.
Wow. Next side of the card.
Oh, we're on the other side of the card. Mm-hmm. All right.
Extra credit.
What happened?
Nick, what comet was visible from Earth in 1997?
Halley's?
There's more to it, according to this question.
Oh, boy.
Haley. Haley Hansen?
Comet Hale-Bopp.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hale-Bopp, that's right. See, I understand now why they had the question. This is it Bopp. All right.
Esmeralda.
Yeah.
And that whole 30 cleanse changed your voice there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting deeper.
Name the three Gibb brothers from the Bee Gees.
What? Oh, come on. Andy.
That's actually the one Gibb brother not in the Bee Gees.
He's not in the Bee Gees.
Yeah, anymore. I don't know.
Barry, Maurice.
Oh, yeah.
And Barry, Maurice, and Huey. Who was the third one?
Robin,
of course. Oh. I should have known that because that's the
again, weren't we talking about them some weeks ago?
Right. And that's the Gibb
twin connection.
And I should have known that because that's the Gibb. Robin is the Gibb that JT plays when they do the Barry Gibb show.
I really should make notes.
We should
when no, having conversations because.
It's all going to come back.
Right? I could have, could have looked back on my notes.
Now, my question?
Yes.
Why have none of these been multiple choice yet? What's going on, Skip?
I just figured that you would know your Hansen knowledge,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, they would think by 2017 we would need multiple choice.
I don't think you'll need multiple choice for this one. Uh-oh. Isaac Hayes is responsible for what movie soundtrack?
Shaft.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Esmeralda, what film and novel is the story of Okies moving to California during the Depression? What film and novel is the story of Okies?
Oh, moving Grapes to California. Of Wrath.
That is correct.
Yeah. You know, Skip, the producer of my show, really loves that book and that movie.
Who's that guy?
Dan Shugrue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to read it.
He's a handsome fellow, yeah.
Oh.
He's a handsome fellow, too. Wait a minute now. Hold it a minute now. What the... All right, now.
What do you mean you tried to read it?
Yeah, I tried.
What are you talking about? It's a phenomenal book.
And I couldn't.
You could.
I got to the part where they were almost going to leave.
Oh, that part.
And then I had to return it.
Had to return it to the library. What, were you a kid?
No, it was like a couple weeks ago.
Come on, seriously?
I couldn't get into it.
Oh, man. Dan's going to be very upset when he comes back. Skip, don't
I'll let him know.
Don't let Dan know. Don't tell him.
I actually think I returned it, and then I got it again because I was like, oh, yeah, I never finished it. I should probably try to pick that back up. And, yeah, it did.
Have you at least seen the movie?
No.
Dan, again, skip. Don't tell Dan.
I won't.
Okay. All right. We have time for one more question here?
Well, that completes our card.
Oh, that completes the card.
Yes.
Okay. After one round.
What's the score?
2-1 me.
I was going to say, is there a score?
Yeah. It's a big one. Boy, we did well on that card.
We know our Hansen trivia.
And I spent a significant amount of time yesterday defending Hansen,
right?
And talking about how much I love him. I don't know anything about him.
We can't really retain information.
Hell, apparently. I don't even know their names. God. All right. Well, we will continue. Skip Skipley is retiring right now.
Adios. Okay.
All right, he's out. He's done.
Do we just have a closet full of watches for him?
Yes, we do. And oddly, jars of urine.
It's a watch and a jar of urine. Happy retirement.
Happy retirement there, Skip. Make sure he gets the right treat. Make sure he gets a watch. You don't want to make a mistake. Here you go, Skip. He wouldn't come back if we made a mistake into the prize closet.
You never know. You
never know. Hey, it's free.
Right. Skip, I mean, yeah. He's retiring.
I've often
can't
said
afford
that.
To not.
I've often said that when you have listeners and you're like, hey, this is free, they don't care what it is you call. And I've said that if you call her number 10, we'll get a bag of poo. The lines would light up. I guarantee you 5,000 people would call in just because I said, it's free, we're giving it away, it's a bag of poo. Whoa! Did you hear that? It's free poo! I got a call!
But it's exciting to win something.
Yeah, even if it's a bag of poo, that's what I'm saying. Bag of Poo, by the way, that was my radio name when I was in Pittsburgh. Yeah! Yeah. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And Esmeralda and I are in our heated, unbelievably tense battle. The first pop-up video battle of 2017. 2-1 me. We did very well on the Hansen. Card. Oh, Skip Skipley's back.
Hey, guys.
Oh, good.
Did you get your jar of, did you get your wristwatch?
Yeah, thanks.
Welcome back.
Did you need some disinfectant with it?
What? Skip Skipley's back, everybody.
It is sterile.
Okay. It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. I saw Waterworld. All right.
That's what I think got she was making a Fight Club reference, but, shockingly enough.
Oh, yeah, you were making a Fight Club reference?
Oh, I just...
No, I think she was just making
a fact that urine is sterile.
Yes, it is.
There was... and I'm surprised you don't know this with the amount of times you watched your Fight Club DVD while building that R2-D2
building the R2-D2.
Well, it wasn't a DVD. It was...
VHS?
It was pay-per-view that we were...
Oh, you were ripping off pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Wow.
Skip, do you approve of that?
No, of course not. She should be reading Grapes of Wrath instead of ripping off pay-per-view.
Don't tell Dan that she didn't read the Grapes of Wrath. Couldn't get through it. But no, I know. Have you seen Waterworld?
Oh, no.
Okay. I got a divorce because of that movie. Mm. My wife came home, second time saw me watching it, and I think she immediately went to the other room, called her lawyer.
Jeez.
And I can't live with a man who's watched Waterworld multiple times. Now, that's not for Waterworld. That's for me, because Waterworld deserves this.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
That's good. All right. What the hell is going on, Skip?
Wow.
All right, Esmeralda first, right?
So, that is correct.
All right, so Dave Ennett and his team of feline psychics. And
it sounds like they're in a van and they go like on adventures.
They do. They go on adventures.
And solve problems.
All right, get the alley cats ready. What do we got?
I'm ready because we will be listening to Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love
You.
No. Come on.
It is not.
It is so.
No, come on.
I mean, you know, this time around, I was listening, as we discussed, the only thing that plays on the jet is the Nick DiGilio show.
Oh, all right.
Oh my God.
So, okay. I thought it was. Normally,
it's random cards.
Okay, I thought it was random.
This time around.
All right.
That's what I thought.
Seriously? I was about to. My head was about to explode if that was random. I swear to God, I would have lost my mind. I would have left. I would have just left. All right.
Taking your jar and left.
And I'm going taking my jars. And I'm leaving. I have to be alone with my jars.
Is that what you said after the divorce lawyer called?
Taking my jars and leaving. My jars and Kevin Costner's jars. We're all going.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Whitney Houston.
It's only going to be the chorus, of course.
Well, of course. That's the only thing that anybody knows in that song, I think.
Okay. Oh, God. All right. Get away from the mic, too.
Yeah, you don't want to blow the whole...
Blow
yeah.
And I will always love you. I will always love you. I always enjoy
I
that
forfeit
part.
This game, man.
That was fantastic.
I don't even know what the hell to say. The cats are running around right now. By the way, the urine, all the jars broke. So that's we're screwed now, man.
I imagine the cats are circling Tribune Tower.
Yes, they are. It's like in Batman Returns when Michelle Pfeiffer changes into the cat and all the cats are around. Yeah. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, be careful when I leave.
Oh, man. That was spectacular. All right.
That's some strong lungs, Esmeralda. Bravo.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good.
You breathe from the diaphragm.
That's exactly right. All right, by the way, I'm going to do really poorly on this.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm looking at these questions.
Here we go.
If you remember yesterday, you obviously didn't retain the Hansen knowledge.
Well, you really should have.
And this was yesterday. We talked about this yesterday, too.
This video features footage from what 1992 movie?
The Bodyguard.
That is correct.
Okay. I know that. How come that wasn't multiple choice? All right.
Esmeralda, which former New Edition member did Houston promise to love always in 1992?
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown! Bobby Brown!
That is...
love me the Bobby Brown!
By the way, I thank you everybody who's texting in updates on what their cats did during Esmeralda's song.
Did they all run to the radio with their little ears perked up?
847, my cat is looking at the radio right now. 608, my cat just jumped up screaming.
Yeah. They're probably like, who is that? Is that Kin? Kin of mine? Dave Ennett sounded the alarm?
Man, did Dave Ennett sound the psychic alarm. All right.
Nick,
what's next?
Who wrote this song?
Dolly Parton.
That is correct. Right. Hey, extra credit portion of things. And our first set of multiple choice.
Oh, multiple choice. Finally. Esmeralda, all multiple right. choice. Who wrote The Grapes of Wrath?
All right, Esmeralda. Patrick Steptoe and Robert Edwards are responsible for which 1969 technological innovation? A, the microwave oven. B, the parking meter. C, the pop pocket calculator. D, the test tube baby.
What are their names?
Patrick Steptoe and Robert Edwards are responsible for which 1969 technological invention? The microwave oven, the parking meter, the pocket calculator, or the test tube baby?
Test tube baby.
That is correct.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. First of all.
I was trying to think, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, what does it have to do with it?
Because you love babies?
I guess. That was my guess as well.
Because I love babies.
Because well, babies come love. From love or yeah. whatever most of the time.
Oh, really?
By the way, 219, tell Esmeralda the motion-activated bird on my tree started chirping.
Yeah.
It's the power of Esmeralda's yeah. voice, man. What does that have to do? Somebody knows. What does that have to do with?
You know.
I will always love you because babies?
You see, Nick, when two people love each other.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm too busy watching Waterworld.
Eating ribs in bed.
That's right. All right. What happened?
What is the name of the medieval armor that protects the hand and wrist? Is it A, the cuirass, B, the foil, D, the gauntlet, or I'm sorry, C, the gauntlet, D, mitten? What is the name of the medieval armor that protects the hand and wrist? The cuirass, the foil, the gauntlet, or the mitten?
I'm going to say A.
That is incorrect.
The mitten?
It is the gauntlet.
Gauntlet.
Oh. Yeah.
Mitten was too obvious, and a foil is a sword.
Sword, that's right.
So, all right.
But a gauntlet's a thing.
Well, apparently it's the thing that prepares.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the gauntlet.
I know what a gauntlet is. I've watched game shows. Right. I've seen the Clint Eastwood movie. I know. Mm-hmm. All right, Esmeralda, you can tie it up here.
In which Stephen Sondheim musical is Bobby the Perpetual Bachelor? A, Company. Okay. B, Cats. C, Sweeney Todd. D, A Little Night Music.
What were the...
Company, Cats, Sweeney Todd, or A Little Night Music.
And what's the dude's
In which Stephen Sondheim musical is Bobby the Perpetual Bachelor?
The A.
That is correct. Company.
It's Company?
It is Company.
Wow.
Bravo.
Wow.
All right, we're tied.
Last question.
Last question. Here we go.
The Dalai Lama is the spiritual leader of what country?
Multiple
choice.
India.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Tibet.
Yeah.
Oh, Tibet. Of course it's Tibet.
Buddhists.
Well, we tied. What an exciting way to kick off pop-up video.